Finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about special teams. That's really where you start on this team this year on kickoff return.
Yeah.
What's the key to being a good kickoff returner in the National Football League?
Having good blockers.
That simple?
Yeah. You know, it's a sense of being patient and being explosive. So you got to be patient because you got to give your blockers and set up your blockers and know what the return is required to do. So, you know, you do have to have knowledge, and then when you see the open space, you just go.
I mean, you must have been driving yourself nuts. You had a couple chances first half of the year to break a couple for touchdowns. One guy got you down.
Yeah.
Were you really starting to press yourself a little bit to finally get one into the end zone?
Yeah. And it kind of got aggravating to an extent. I mean, you was giving your offense good field position, but at the same time, you're like, how did I let him like, just fingertip tackles and shoestring tackles was the case sometimes. And, no, it got aggravating, and getting that one in the end zone definitely felt good.
You know, it is pretty unique. You'd never see really a kickoff returner control a game the way you did this year for the Giants in the middle of the season. You see guys like Devin Hester do that in the past. Is that something coming into the league that you thought you would be able to be really good at right away as a kickoff returner and really dominate a game the way you did?
Coming out, you know, I always did it in high school and college, and, you know, had some good returns at both levels. And coming to the NFL, you would think, I didn't know how effective I would be or if I would even be doing it. But I knew it was something I wanted to do, and, you know, they gave me the opportunity. The preseason, I had a good return against the Jaguars, and I think that kind of wrapped it up.
Finally, if you're in the morning back next year and you achieve that goal, can you do kickoff returns too? Is it possible to do both those things at the NFL level and keep your legs and, most importantly, stay healthy?
Yeah, I think so, and I think if you know that's going to be your role and you work, you'll be in shape, and it'll be no problem. I did it in college, and, you know, it's a couple guys that do it at the NFL level. I remember Brian Westbrook used to do it.
Wes Welker does punts, and he's a full-time wideout.
Yeah, so wideouts run a lot more than running backs do. And sometimes they don't even get the ball, so they run and go routes 30 yards down the field and got to come back and run another go route, so... if they're in shape to do it, I think I'll be in shape to do it.
Well, David, I know Giant fans are looking forward to you exploding in 2013. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it, and best of luck. We'll see you next year,
thanks.
All right?
Take care.
Giants running back David Wilson, plenty more coming up on Giants.com. Make sure you stay tuned.